Well, good morning. It's a foggy fall morning here, November 18th, 2024. Hope you are enjoying this new day. It is a new day that the Lord has made, and it is my desire, I hope it is yours, to rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what comes to our doorstep. God is good, and let us just rejoice in that. If that alone is all that you had to rejoice in, then you are better than over probably three quarters of the whole world. You know, God's people possess the ability to remain faithful in the fire. Listen, because Jesus stands with them. So you know how this account goes. Back in Daniel 3, King Nebuchadnezzar had a golden image created in his honor. And this image was to be dedicated to him to acknowledge his sovereignty. Well, the people were to bow down to this image and they were to worship this image. And who were these people? Well, they were Babylonians and Jews. They were natives and exiles. They were leaders and representatives of different provinces. And they were to worship this image of Nebuchadnezzar. And this would, in a sense, be acknowledging Nebuchadnezzar's sovereignty. However, there were three young Jewish men that dissented and refused to worship the golden image. Who were these guys? They were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, probably around or between 17 to 20 years old. And what happened? They refused to do that and were thrown into a fiery furnace as a result of their dissent. Now, this fiery furnace was probably some sort of brick furnace. It had likely an air draft system which could add fuel and also allow them to increase the heat if necessary. And so they were thrown in this place as a form of capital punishment, if you will, to be burned and to be killed. But God had other plans for these three. Let me tell you this. This world can sometimes seem to have its own direction, its own goals, its own agendas, people of the world likewise. But God has other plans. Always remember that. If you don't hear anything else today, know that. So as things were getting hot, these men did not burn up. As the heat was increasing, they did not die. But what happened? A fourth person was seen in the fire with them. This fourth person is thought to be an angel because Nebuchadnezzar said, like a son of God's. That word would be Labar Elohim, which is really son of a deity. But most believe this fourth being to be the pre-incarnate form of the Son of God, which would be Jesus. Though it really is difficult to make this case conclusively. But regardless of who this fourth person is, one thing is clear, friends. God is with us during the most difficult times of life. I think that's the application of that passage there. Certainly, He's with those who stand for Him before others. You know, a lot of people pray and they want God to be with them, but they don't want to live for Him. They don't want to acknowledge Him. They don't want to abide by His word. And it's a very honest assumption that God is not with those people, but God is with those who make a public and a private stand for Him and a public stand of Him before others. And God is with His faithful ones. Remember Moses' words to Joshua. They were written long ago in Deuteronomy 31:8, where he says, "The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be fearful and do not be dismayed." Let me leave you with one final thought here in this short podcast message today. Every one of us will face difficult times in life. Every one of us will face difficult people in life. And every one of us will face difficult choices in life. We want to shield our kids sometimes from that difficulty. And we want to create this utopian world or this idea that everything can be perfect. But let me tell you, friends, it's not going to be. Even the best of our children and the best of times are going to face difficulty sometime down the road. Every one of us will face those times in life that are difficult, times that will challenge us, times that might even shake us to our core. And those difficult people will come up and they will be those people that will try to quench our fire for the Lord. They will try to stifle the work that God is doing, and they will quench the fire for the Lord. Sometimes people don't even realize that they are being used in that way or that they are doing those things, but they can do that. And every one of us will face those difficult choices that we will have to make, choices that must be made and that will have certain consequences. But remember this in those difficult things, that the Lord is omnipotent. He can do anything above and beyond anything we could ever think or hope or dream of. And recall that the Lord is omniscient. He knows absolutely everything about anything. There's nothing that is hidden from His knowledge. You like to sometimes not think that God knows even the personal details of our life, but He knows absolutely everything. Scary thought, but a sobering thought too. And reflect that the Lord is omnipresent. He is everywhere. So there's nothing to be afraid of today because God is absolutely sovereign. He's got your absolute world in His hands. He's got your environment in His grip. He's got your situation in His grasp. Do not think for a moment that God is going to let go of that. And I want to encourage you today to just draw close to Him in times that seem difficult. We are all very thankful for the status of America right now. Things are looking hopeful, but let me just say that the devil is always prowling around. His minions and his demonic horde are constantly trying to disrupt the unity of the church, trying to get us off our kilter so that we will lose hope and that we will be fearful and that we will lose our focus in turn and just stop following him. And let me tell you, don't do that. Don't give in to that. Continue to remain faithful because God is with us. Remember, it's always sunny above the clouds. There's always sunshine going on above the rain and gray and gloom and doom. God is completely in control. We have nothing to be afraid of. I hope this week that that blesses you, that that causes you to live your life, even if you're struggling with focus to follow God, that He's going to be with you, that He is going to help you. You just got to reach out your hand and take His, and He will lead you. I hope you have a great day. I hope this week blesses you. Look forward to seeing you this Wednesday as we enjoy our Thanksgiving, church-wide Thanksgiving, that is, feast together. And then don't forget Sunday night. I'll get it there. I hit Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday night at 6:30, First Baptist Packlet will be our joint fellowship Thanksgiving meal with the church also. Hope you have a wonderful day. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless.